Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, May 14th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. An historic election shakes the political landscape in India. Evangelicals meet with Haiti's president, and young people armed with beads will help in evangelism this summer in the United States. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India, where one of the greatest events in political history has taken place. The radical Hindu party, known as the BJP, was unexpectedly ousted from power in favor of the Congress party. John DeVries with Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says this will help Christians there.
This BJP party, which had turned a blind eye to the persecution in India of Christians, now has been replaced with the party of Mahatma Gandhi, really, which preach tolerance for all religions and human rights for all religions. It's an incredible reversal.
DeVries says many had predicted a landslide victory for the BJP.
We're just stunned. It's just totally miraculous, and we immediately go to the awesome amount of prayer that has been raised for this election. I think Christians throughout India have just really been pleading with the Lord for the doors to open back up.
Next, evangelical leaders met with Haiti's new president. The Bible League's director of Haiti and other evangelical leaders met for a time of prayer at the presidential palace in Port-au-Prince. Bible League's Latin American director, Tim DeVries.
They were able to sit down and talk about some of the concerns with the church, pray with them. I actually received the Bible as well. So we're very excited about the opportunities that might bring for a little bit more openness for the church to work and for the church to grow.
This meeting comes after recent waves of violence following the resignation of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. However, the country's uncertainty has had a positive impact on the church.
We have seen a tremendous increase in our ministry and getting people into small group Bible studies and doing evangelism. The church has been awakened to reaching people for Christ. We have actually doubled the results of our ministry in the last few months.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Churches are being reminded to be careful about what they post on the Internet. Some churches, in their effort to let their members know about what's happening with their missionaries, end up putting ministry in jeopardy. Donna Messenger with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is concerned.
One of our missionaries just wrote me and said that their church had put their prayer letter on their website without the missionary's knowledge. And a person in their country that they had been witnessing to for several months Googled his own name and found it and was not happy with what he saw.
Being careful, Messenger says, isn't only for the sake of missionaries and their work.
We mostly are concerned about our national partners. Even if missionaries have to evacuate or leave a field, there are still very dear national partners who have to live with whatever the fallout is on a certain, whatever the issue is.
Elsewhere, a survey of senior Protestant pastors shows that friendship evangelism is a very effective way in bringing another to Christ. The study by Barna Research was commissioned by the American Tract Society. They found that 65% of the pastors considered tracts a good way to make evangelism doable for unbelievers. Tract appearance, format, and how relevant the tract topic was were also important factors. However, there's still a need to help churches think creatively in distributing tracts. And inner-city children will be able to understand the salvation message with the help of a simple strand of string and beads. Here's Life Inner City is using the colorful salvation bracelets to share the gospel message. Every year, Christian college students use the message to reach out to needy children during their annual Summer in the City campaign. The teams work with local churches and ministries that are committed to help families in urban neighborhoods. Some 160 students have signed up to help this summer. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.